Welcome to another episode of FPL Copy Talks, where usually three gentlemen share our insights and analysis on the current Premier League and what it means to the game we love, Fantasy Premier League. I'm ABK, the Arsenal loyalist.
And I'm Lukman, the sensible one. So if you guys haven't heard part one, our big man Anwar is yellow flag and not able to join us this morning, unfortunately. But so how was your game week, bro? I want to ask you about how confident are you about the title race?
How confident I am about the title race?
As not, a gunner.
Not confident.
I mean, you guys are playing the best. Really? You guys are playing the best.
Yeah, but we went through the season we went through last season. Yeah, so we are wary. I think at one point we were many points ahead of the second team. And then we kind of crumbled in the end, right? So, I think that experience, like, although it kind of, like, make me a bit, like, wary, like, of being too optimistic about the title challenge. But I'm also happy that we went through the experience because now the players, like, know what it takes, you know? And the thing is that players are not complacent. They know that they really have to week in, week out. Like if they want to reach the end, they know that they have to perform week in, week out. Because like if they slip in any one of the games, right, that could be the end of it, you know? And we could even like go into the run of form that it's bad for us, you know? Because like when Arsenal win, we start winning a lot. And when you start losing, we go on kind of like a 2-3 game losing streak or so. So the thing is like we can't afford to let it slip, you know? So I think with that knowledge, with that kind of like experience that both fans and players went through, it gives me hope for the title race.
Percentage. Give me a percentage of how likely you think Arsenal win.
I say 20%.
That's quite low.
That's low.
I think similar. This is the Man City thing. I don't know, man. Man City is just annoying. You see how they play against Man U, right? The tempo they played. Yeah. Like after they were down, like, okay, there's no way, I don't know, like this weekend, big game, like, I don't know, man, if we have our injured players back, I don't fancy the game, but yeah, anyway, how pissed off were you after the Darwin's goal?
I didn't follow it live.
Not so, live,
Yeah, okay. I didn't follow it live, like, I only saw after the results, it was like 1-0, like, oh, okay, yeah, but they nicked it at the end.
At the very end. Yeah. Can we let's start the point, but before that.
You asked me my percentage, what's your percentage of Liverpool winning the title?
Similar.
At 20.
Honestly similar. 20-ish, 30 maybe. Not very confident because of Man City and Arsenal. And like the injuries, bro. I'm quite annoyed that we're in every cup. I think like you know, like we're still in the FA Cup, Europa League will take its toll. Maybe not. Europa League I think it's good to blood in the young players. But I still think the injuries and the fact that Man City and there's two teams.
Last question. You say 20% for Liverpool. Okay, so how many percent will you put to Man City and how many percent will you put to Arsenal?
20-20, both Arsenal. So I think Arsenal. I'm fancy Man City. So 20-20-60.
And just for the record, when we are filming our episode 100, you put Arsenal as out of the top four.
Fifth.
I just want to remind you that. okay. Let's go.
Actually, right, to be honest, I should have just put that as fourth. No difference. They won. Villa is still could be fourth, bro. They could be third. Yeah. You never know. Still not over yet, bro. I think it's time to start the pod proper. Let's do some housekeeping. So if you guys are listening, don't forget to follow us on all our socials. We are on everywhere, mostly.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, again, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and give us the 5-star rating. And also, if you haven't, do join our Telegram group where we're running our FPL Prize League. I'm really looking forward to today's pod. And without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 114, Double Trouble. Let's get into it.
Boss, copy O shot to boss.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks.
It's Freddie Ljungberg again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here.
I'm looking back on things I
right now.
So, upcoming game week, double game week 28. So, this game is rearranged because of the Tom Lockyer's cardiac arrest or something, right?
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
So it's a bit out of the norm, this game week. So, we are landed on two great games for Bournemouth, Sheffield home and Luton home. So, yeah, so let's just drive straight in to Bournemouth assets, I feel like. Okay, let's just straight away go on to the question from Manan Mani. Should I triple captain Solanke for this double game week, or will there be another opportunity to do so in later game weeks?
I would say just yes. Like, a simple answer to this for me is yes. Like, because triple captain, you want to do it in a double game week, right? And then, there are not many double game weeks to come along, right? To do your triple captain, right?
Yeah.
Did I say triple game week or triple? Yeah, I think I said something wrong. Okay, but anyway, you don't know what what opportunity you have in the next few game weeks, like as in the upcoming doubles from now till the end of the season. You don't know what opportunities and what exactly the players you have. And I think Solanke against Sheffield and Luton, I think it's a good opportunity for you to play.
Even though he didn't look good, I will still do it, I feel. Right.
Yeah.
You watched the Burnley game, he wasn't fully fit.
Like, but my first choice would still be, like, if you done it previously, I would still have advised you to go Haaland in the previous double game week where he didn't really go crazy with the hauls. I think it wasn't a lot, but like you don't know what opportunities you have out there, you know, like, and you don't want to waste it. So I think late in the season, so I think just play it.
Yeah, I think Sheffield home is a good fixture, obviously, if you saw the Arsenal game. And then even Luton home, Luton is a better team, but they are, like, attacking a lot nowadays. They're not a deep block. So I think I see goals in that game. And also, but if you... I'll 100% use it if you still have your free hit or bench boost. I'll 100% use it. If you somehow use your free hit or bench boost already and you don't feel like it, maybe I won't use it, because there's 34 and 37. If you use your free hit or bench boost already.
Yep.
But there's still other opportunities, right? There's Salah at home to Sheffield. There's Haaland at home to Luton. If you want a single game week, if you don't feel Solanke, or maybe Solanke is, like, you know, there's a slight doubt or what, like, yeah, I'll probably play on Salah at home to Sheffield or Haaland or versus Luton. But just use it. Anyway, let's talk about Bournemouth assets. So let's talk about defenders. I'm bringing a defender, because we are both free hitting, right? So if you are free hitting 29, right, I will highly recommend try to load up minimum 2 Bournemouth. So which defender are you looking at, bro?
I researched on this before. I was actually looking at Smith, because Smith is a fullback, no? Adam Smith.
Yes.
But I'm not sure, like,
right back.
I'm not sure who is the first choice right back, because there's
so Max Aarons is injured. Max Aarons, I don't know when he'll be back. That one I don't know.
Yeah,
unknown, right? Return date. So, if you want, so that, okay, yeah, Bournemouth, right? There's a 48% chance that they will double in 34 too. FYI lah. So for us, for me and ABK, we are day ending to 34, right? You want a long term defender, like, they have a double of Villa and Wolves away, decent ish lah. You play your Bournemouth players So yeah, so you want someone long term. So yeah, I don't know about Max Aarons
You have to Max Aarons, like, if you want to buy. Of course, you wouldn't bring in Max Aarons, but...
No, I think, like, his injury status before buying in Smith.
Okay. That's your argument. Yeah. Okay.
Because you want him until 34.
Because, like, I'm looking at, like, Adam Smith's... the start of the season, he wasn't playing much. It was just towards the end, I think, from game week 12, then he was starting a lot of games and playing the full 90 or so. Yeah, and because, like, he's a fullback, that's why I kind of prefer him over to Zabani. Is not a fullback, right?
He's a centre back.
And who's the other fullback? Kirkes.
Kirkes. So Kirkes, there's Lloyd Kelly, who's also injured. I don't know the severity, but Dango Utara, bro, your man, bro. He has played left back before.
Really?
This season, he has. He played against Spurs and he had a good game apparently in that game. So, Kirkes is not a long term thing. He's a short term, like, if you are if you wanna, if you are wildcarding in 30 or 31, then Kerkes is a good pick. But for us, right, I don't think I will go there in case. Because yeah. I will need them. I will need them even in 30, 31, they'll go fixtures. Because I have like Ake playing Arsenal, I have defender. So I will need my Bournemouth defender. That's why I'm going for Zabani. Just I know he hasn't returned yet, right? But he played every single minute this season. Just a security of starts.
Yeah.
So Zabani will be my pick.
Okay.
How about you?
I think I'm kind of convinced by your argument also. Because I'm dead ending, and of course, like Smith, like is a fullback and will be a better option at the same price. But then the thing is, like also like he's not a super attacking fullback, and I don't think he's gonna.
Yeah, Adam Smith is not a good. Yeah, Kerkes is decent. He got like 3 shots against City, I remember. Yeah. At least he has some threat, but
I'll just do the save Zabani pick. Yeah. I think this is one of the reasons why I went Neto, because like I felt like the defenders a bit dodgy and kind of like I didn't want to waste space on defenders and keepers. Like, I mean, both my keepers are. I mean, all the keepers are kind of bad options right now. So just having Neto.
Yeah, Neto is a good player.
Yeah,
good pick. I should have done that.
Decent shout. So, any love for the midfielders? At all.
Yeah, so Solanke and okay, let's say I'm free. Right.
Solanke is a must.
Top,
right?
Yeah, top 3 assets for Bournemouth.
Okay.
Will you go double defense? I think Neto is the second best. So the third one will be a Kerkes or Zabani or a midfielder. So who are you leaning to? I'm leaning towards the defense.
Yeah, I think because I will just do double defense if I.
Yeah.
Like, because like the midfielders also it's not so attractive to me, and you're kind of wasting one of your midfield spots.
I was picking up Tavernier, right? I think he was my OTM pick. I said that he is the best eye test wise, but reading some tweets from Bournemouth fans, right? They say that he's been off form, so he's most likely the most nailed. But like Sinisterra, the fans want Sinisterra to play lah. Like he has more attacking threat. Is that a dog, bro? Your neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay, damn lot. So Tavernier is the best pick, but I think I'll just go with Cliver. But I know it's a bit biased, he's caught, right?
Mm.
But if you look like long term, right, Cliver is 4.6, Tavernier is 5.4. So I think if you are buying him long term, right, if you are dead ending in 34, for example, just you can hide Cliver on the bench. So I'll just go for Cliver if you are going for one.
Yep.
You? Who are you feeling? If you had to choose one midfielder, just rank top 3.
As in top
Dango first.
Dango on chain.
Yeah, he's on the bench. He's fit. Sinisterra is fit. Even Philip Billing, who started in the start of the season, he's a number 10. He got come on for Cliver also. And then there's like Adam Scott, Alex Scott. Cliver.
No, as in Billing hasn't been playing because of Cliver.
Yeah, he's dropped. Wow. He's rotation already. So there's this Alex Scott, who's a number 10/8 also, who's a young player who's highly rated. So yeah, I think and Cliver, the thing I hate about Cliver, right, he hasn't played 90 minutes this season. He's always sub out. But Tavernier plays the whole game.
Yeah, I think just less exposed. I think if you really want to put, okay, first of all, like Tavernier. my top 3 Bournemouth players are Solanke and two defense or keeper or Neto. Right, I wouldn't put any midfielders at all. Right, but if you really want to have a midfielder, I'll just put Tavernier inside because it's just the safest pick. Right, but I wouldn't want to waste 5.4 million on a midfielder. Like
Actually, the best pick is actually Semenya, 4.5 million.
Yeah,
he's probably the best. He's a forward. But then again, how are you gonna double up? How are you gonna have 2 forwards? Free hit.
Actually,
maybe Walcott, maybe, I don't know.
It could work for me because I have Archer in my team. So Semenya kind of works.
Oh yeah, then you get him.
Yeah.
But you're getting Yin Solang. Oh, you're taking a hit?
No, I have 2 free transfers.
Oh, you wrote your... You mean last week? No wonder you had to make a transfer last week, is it?
Yeah, I had to make a transfer last week.
Okay, then it makes more sense. I thought you could have just wrote. Okay, Semenya makes sense, bro. You can hide him also after that. Because he's 4.5 only. To be honest, eye test wise, right, he's the best besides Solanke. Just that he wasn't an option because he's a forward. But yeah, you should get Solanke. Semenya. But yeah, let's talk about Luton, bro. I think Morris involved in 9 goals in the last 9 games, like 5 goals, 4 assists. I think he's a good pick also, if you want him, especially if you're not free hitting, right? if you're going through 29 without any trans, without any chips, right, I think you just have to buy Morris, in my opinion. Like, so there are people doing selling Haaland to Morris. Or they think of that. If it makes sense, as crazy as it sounds, like if you're walking in 30-31, right, Morris has 3 games, Haaland has only 1 game. So Morris really has 1 goal, has 4 points ahead of Haaland already. Even though I think he will score against Liverpool, but I think I'll do that if you need an extra player for 29, Haaland for Morris. Yeah, what do you think of Morris?
I wouldn't do that.
You'd? Yeah. You, but if you are not free hitting in 29, you still won't do that.
Not free hitting in 29.
Yeah. So Morris has 3 games.
Because like I'm so focused in my team, I just can't be able to see a team structure where you're not free hitting in 29. Right. So I think that will really be...
No, actually.
Like I really have to see the team, you know? Like I really have to see the person's team. And then after I'll make
a decision. No, let's say they are not free hitting. Actually, right, there are a lot of people not free hitting, you know, bro. A lot of content creators. So like, if you are using free transfers for 29, right, I would definitely do Haaland for Morris. But for Heat is a bit too much. Maybe like for a free transfer, right? It's quite easy, what? Because you have Morris for a double and then you have a fixture home to Forest in 29. And then you can just bring Haaland back in 30 or 31. So I'll definitely do that. You don't think so?
Yeah. Not a big fan of booking Morris transfers. As in, especially...
No, they are wakading out, bro. Wakading out.
In 30.
30 lah, yeah.
In 30, yeah. So they're dead ending their team, basically.
Yeah, lah, yeah. Those who are not free eating are probably wakading straight out of the 29 team.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So other Luton assets?
No.
I think Doughty is
Doughty, no one. Yeah, Doughty, yeah.
He's just a crossing machine. He crosses a lot and he's a good crosser too. It's not like he's right, crossing like anyhow, right? So I think he's a good player. Although Luton won't keep a clean sheet, but the attacking point is there. But if you were to go for a third asset, I would go for Ross Barkley. He's 5.1 million. Mm. How about you? What's your third asset?
Yep. For Ross Luton. Barkley as well, I think.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward. $1,000. Okay, let's move on to Kenny's question. Thoughts on the possibility of a wildcard 28? So wildcarding this game week.
I haven't really thought.
Do you have anything?
I really haven't really thought about a wildcard 28. Is it
okay, so first thoughts is
why even would you wildcard in 28?
I mean if your team is in bad shape, is you can consider But of course the first thoughts is I don't like it because by game week 30 you get a clearer picture of game week 34. So that's one thing. And if you know 34, you know 37 as well. So yeah, but if you were to do it now, right, I think you would do something like you get 9 players for 29 at least. So you don't use a free hit in 29.
Yep.
So you walk out now and then free hit in 34, bench boost in 37, something like that. It's doable for sure. But the non-ideal thing is you have to triple out on Luton and Bournemouth and then you need to sell your Luton players post 30. I feel like there's too much to do. And then I probably won't go without, I will go without Foden. Haaland is also a 50-50 in the wildcard, I feel, because you want Morris, Solanke, Watkins or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if you don't go you go without Haaland, you go without Foden, then you will be without Salah too. So after 30, there's too many things to do, in my opinion, to make this ideal. But if your team is in bad shape, right, I think it's doable.
Kenny is asking this question though. Like, Kenny's team, I don't think it's in a bad shape. Is it?
I don't know.
Probably not. Quick look.
Yeah, so his team has Gabriel, Ake, Virgil, Pau, Taylor. I think he's fine. He got Richarlison injured. I think Pau is bench. I see what he's doing. I think he's not planning to use a free hit in 29. But I think Pau is on the bench. Richarlison is injured. I don't know how many players he got. 1, 2. Yeah, I think he's not set up well for 29 by using free transfers.
Then why doesn't he want the free hit?
Yeah. Maybe you should just free hit, Kenny. I don't know. But if you think Waka is fine, I think it's doable. I think I was listening to the Scoutcast, right? I think Andy is free Waka, he activated his chip really. So it's doable. I think his team is in bad shape. But I don't know whether your team is in bad shape. But yeah, let's move on to the next thing to talk about. I think next week, bro, next week, we are free thing 29, right? So next week's spot, right? We will come out with a free draft.
Yep, sure. Yep.
Yeah, I think Anwar is not free thing, but I'll ask him to make a draft. And yep. Then like, we will compare our three draws. So that will be a next week's spot. So anything else?
Nope.
Before we go on to our teams? Let's go on to our teams.
Nothing else. Yep.
Your camera is down, bro.
Yeah, okay. My camera is down.
How come?
I don't know. It seems like every part two, halfway through, it will go down. Yeah.
Oh, is it? I think never. I don't know. Okay, anyway. Let's move on to my team first. So, quickly. So, my team is 3-4-3. Areola, Bell, Estupinian, Gusto, Saka, Gordon, Foden, Son, Captain, Solanke, Haaland, Watkins. My bench is McCarthy, Moreno, and Ake, and Dubravka. Wait, let's talk about captains. No-brainer,
like,
right?
I feel like...
No-brainer, right?
Like, everyone's going to captain Solanke, and I will too.
Yeah, and the vice-captain? Saka or Son. For me, Son. I think the vice-captain is there.
I don't think it's an important thing, because I think Solanke has to... Yeah, but I don't know. I could even just put it at Palmer also, I feel. Palmer and Newcastle home.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, anyway... So my team, right, I have Bell with the double, but he's hamstring out. So if he's out, right, I'll just do Bell to Zabarni with my one free transfer. Mm-hmm. And then I'll play Estupinian and Gusto. Mm-hmm. And bench Moreno and Ake. Mm-hmm. What do you think, bro?
Sorry, what is it again? If
Bell is out, I'll sell him for Zabarni.
Okay.
Yeah. If Bell is fit, Ake to Zabarni, and then bench Estupinian.
Bell to Zabarni.
Yeah, if he's out lah, if Bell is out.
But how do you know that?
And then press conference lah.
I don't know, press conference for the the smaller teams not so. I feel like it's not so.
No lah, no lah. He's a first teamer, and I'm sure that something will come out. He will come out lah.
Okay.
Let's see his
doubt. If he's fit.
And then Ake to Zabarni.
Ake to Zabarni. Yeah.
And then bench Estupinian. What do you think?
Yeah.
What will you do?
I would just go with this move. Ake to...
But if Bell is out?
Okay, I'm feeling like with Bell, right? Like Crystal Palace away, Bournemouth away. I don't think they're going to keep a clean sheet, right, in the first place. Right.
Okay. So should I just sell him?
Just sell him, I feel.
Okay.
Yeah, as in like, personally, like even if he's... Because the thing is like... If I got Ake out for Zabarni, I wouldn't take Estupinian out. I would actually take Bell out instead of Estupinian. You know what I mean?
Oh, you just bench Bell.
Yeah, I'll bench Bell instead. Yeah, because I'm not feeling his... if I had Morris, maybe I wouldn't bench him, but a Luton defender, yeah, I'm not feeling it. Crystal Palace away, Bournemouth away. Like,
is the Bell, Doughty is fine. Doughty, your player.
Doughty, I would play. Yeah.
Doughty,
okay. Maybe there's attacking returns. Bell, yeah.
I'll just sell Bell and keep Ake for. I'll play him in 31, 32. Yeah, okay, can. Move on to your team.
Yeah, my team. Let me see how I'm set up. I set up in a 3-5-2. Trippier, what's up with him?
He's out on the international break. So. You can still keep him, bro, because they do have a good run of fixtures from 30 onwards.
Okay, yeah.
You can still keep him.
I'll keep him.
If you don't have to sell him. Okay, so why don't you read out your team?
My team, right now I'm set up in a 3-5-2. Okay, so I have Neto in goal. That's kind of, I'm really happy with Neto in goal for me. 3-5-2, I've got Trippier, Gabriel, Ake. Midfield, Gordon, Palmer, Garnacho, Saka, De Bruyne. Up front, Haaland and Tony. So confirm move. Tony to Solanke.
Two free transfers, ah.
I have two free transfers. I even do the transfer now because I hate Tony so much. I'm gonna do it live. Alright, I'm gonna do it live because this Tony is.
Hey bro, don't bro. In case Solanke is out.
I don't care.
In case bro, just
I don't care, I don't care.
Just wait, bro.
No.
Is he rising in price? I don't think he is.
I don't care. Done. Transfer. Okay.
Okay. Okay. One free transfer now.
I don't want to see Tony in my team anymore.
Okay. One free transfer now.
PTSD. Okay. So I have one free transfer now. I'm feeling because Trippier is out. I might Zabania. Just I do Zabani. Yeah.
The other one is Archer to Semenyo.
The other option is Archer to Semenyo. Right. I also
bench.
I said like. My move that I always wanted to make was De Bruyne to Salah. That's something that I could consider doing also. Yeah. But I think right now, because my defense, like, I'm definitely going to play Gabriel and Ake. Right? As in, I don't really like playing Ake, but, I mean, I have no choice because, like, my other defenders are Trippier who's injured, Poro who's injured, and also Bradley who's playing against City.
I think Bradley is fine. Eh? He'll probably start.
Bradley. So, will you play Bradley or Ake? If I were to ask you.
I think Bradley, yeah.
You play Bradley over Ake?
Yeah, close.
Yeah, so I think for sure I think I'll do. Because Ake also, you don't know whether he'll be starting. He didn't start the Copenhagen game.
He'll probably
start against Liverpool, but it's also Liverpool away. So I'm feeling that I'm going to do the Zabani move. Yeah.
Trippier to Zabani.
One of these defenders. Ake, Poro, or Trippier. Because the thing is, if Spurs, like, I think once Poro comes back, it'll also be nice. Like, the fixtures for them. Right? They have Fulham, yes. Luton, West Ham, Forest. Right? After that,
I think I will sell Ake or Bradley.
That's the thing.
I will sell either those two. I think FPL team, right? You see, who can you play 31, 32, 33, and then
and when's
I'm leaning to go selling Ake.
When's Trent coming back?
Yeah, Trent might be back after that one. Actually, I don't know when Trent's coming back, but the hope is after international break, but you never know.
I'll contemplate.
But selling Ake would free up more funds than Bradley. That's one thing. If you need your transfers. Yeah, okay. Can Captain Haaland. Captain Tony.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So next week, right?
Wait. Just a quick shout off on the off the menu. I'm currently leading. Okay. I think with Morris. So just want to put it out there.
We're still early days, bro.
But yeah, while I'm still up, I need to talk about it. Yeah, because like when Anwar wins it, then I don't like talking about it.
Who did he pick?
He picked someone who... Kudus. Yeah, he returned. Yeah.
What a legend. Everything he's returned. Anyway, Anwar is planning not to free hit. Last time I wanted him on the pod. I think he's thinking of like just fielding 7 players with a hit or 8 players with a hit, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, we'll hear more next week. Hopefully we are podding next week. Fasting month starting next week. But hopefully we'll still pod. But after that, right, we might take a break. Because after game week 29, there's an international break. And then game week 30 comes back after the break. And then 31 is a midweek. So maybe we'll take a extended break. Put after 31 or something. But yeah, we'll see how. We'll keep you posted.
Yep.
But anyway, thanks for listening. Whoever's listening, thank you. Yeah, so let's do the mini league. So in third place, we have our friend of the pod, Kenny.
Is this his first time in the podium?
No, he's been here before, bro. Second time.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I look at the Excel sheet, right? Go FPL, right? Used to be in the podium twice or so earlier in the season. Shout out. Yeah. Anyway, Kenny did Hee Chan to Sun, 82 points. Decent transfer there. Lemon rolled his transfer and got 92 points. How did he get 92 points? Okay, anyway, Ariola. Okay. He got turned. Okay, and then 92 points also. Ben is a team name USS McAllister.
And his ranking now is?
He went from 24th to 10th in the world.
Wow.
So he did Richarlison to Sun. So his team is Areola, Saliba, Gabriel, Virgil, Saka, Palmer, Foden, Son, Solanke, Captain Haaland and Watkins. Wait, let me think. Let me count how many players he have.
For the 29.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. I think he's 3-8. He only has 4. He has 4 players.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 3-8. Okay, so he still has all his chips. But I saw the overall one, right? He's like a good 30 plus points away from the first place. And the current number one also hasn't used his chips.
At all. As in he hasn't used triple captain as well. You think he
No, triple captain is 3. Triple captain is 3.
Okay.
The main chips are the main chips. So main yeah, chips. It's quite far.
Triple captain
if you're 10 in... not really lah. It's you don't have to plan. Anyway, like, if you're 10 in over, right, you feel like you're in touching distance, right? Like, I think 40 points is quite far. But yeah, it's still doable. All the best, Ben, if you're listening.
Yeah. And if you're listening also, again, like, I just want to remind you that if you, before Game Week 35, I'm going to write on the Telegram group to check whether you are in there. Because if you don't respond in the Telegram group before the Game Week 35 deadline, then you will not be eligible for the prize. Yeah, I mean, like, it's nice to have you as the overall ranking in our league. But, I mean, if you don't reply, we have to respect the rules that we wrote at the start of the season, which is that we won't be eligible for the prize. And you'll probably go to our second place, which is Lemon. Yeah, but Kenny is closing in or not?
Not really.
Not really? Not far really.
Away? Yeah, quite. Anyway, Lemon is fourth in Singapore. Do you think the top three in Singapore will join our league?
I don't know.
Yeah. They just... But you're not on Reddit, right? I think Wes joined in through Reddit last year.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wes.
Yeah, we couldn't get into through Reddit this year. Most of my posts that I tried on the Reddit this year, the mods just took it down immediately. And I couldn't...
Yeah.
I couldn't... you wouldn't be able to search for it on Reddit for prize leaks. Yeah. So I don't think we have any new joiners from Reddit.
Yeah, Kenny is 45 points away from Lemon. That's why I say it's quite far. But still doable.
Yeah.
Kenny, man. Kenny's a legend. Okay, let's go. Let's wrap it up, bro.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So if you haven't already, I just want to remind you that we give out the Premier League jersey of choice to the season winner of our league. And you may find the link code at the Telegram channel where we administer our link and interact with the community. We appreciate your support and do give us a like, subscribe, share, and all our socials. You can find FBL Copy Talks on IG, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and X. And links will all be embedded in the description.
So we'll be back next week, Thursday morning, to post the double game week. So I think Bournemouth against Luton will be on a Thursday morning, Singapore time. Sorry, let me double check. Yes, correct. So we'll be back with our free hit 29 draft. But then, yeah, so any questions, anything, just hit us on socials. Thank you for all the questions, the support, and all that.
To our Muslim listeners, selamat berpuasa.
What?
Happy fasting.
When is starting, bro?
Monday.
We starting Tuesday, Tuesday. In Malaysia, it's Monday. So, I got colleagues living in JB, right? Yeah. So, they come to work, right? They fasting on Monday, but I haven't started yet.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you, bro, for putting. Good to talk.
Thanks for...
Get well soon, if you're listening. Yeah. We're FPL Copy Talks, signing out.
You're listening to FPL Copy Talks. Right here. Right now.